Welcome back. Now, we're just setting up the cameras because we're doing is it a music documentary?
Yeah,
we're filming a music documentary. The first act will be up in a sec. GK, artist in the house, he's sitting there ready to go. He's tweeting, he's got his granddad on, looking cool, and he's ready to go. And we're going to play a track off him before we talk to him. This track is called Dear Granddad.
You meant and how glad I was I met you. The fact I never said goodbye hurts too much. Well, I guess that's one of the things regrets do. Sleep tight, you're in a better place now. Rest in peace, I'ma never forget you. Things have changed since I started shooting vids, and my album's in the making. I know you've helped me with it every single step of the way, and without you backing me, I never could have made it. But why couldn't you have waited? We could have said goodbye, but you suddenly was taken. I was throwing on my clothes and about to leave to come and see you when mum told me that the doctors didn't think that you would make it. The worst pain of all was seeing my old mother crying. I could see the tears building in my grandmother's eyes. She always brightened up a day with a smile and a laugh. So I'm believing it's you every time we get a sunny sky. You know I love you, right? Your picture keeps me company when I'm sitting up at night, but that'll never replace the real you. I pray to God that we meet again and I'ma see you in another life.
GK, Dear Grandad, we'll be talking about that in a sec. Let's have a little bit of traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
OK, this just in, M25, lane blocked on the exit slip road. That's anti-clockwise at junction 30, A13, Lakeside. That's going to be effective if you're going to shopping at the Lakeside Centre. That's just come in. Also, the 131, queuing traffic, both directions. That's High Garrett at A1017, Gosfield Road Junction in the Roadworks area. Bridge Hill and Epping blocked both directions at the Central Drive Junction. That's because of the accident. And also flooding in Widow Grove, South Woodham Ferries at the A132, Burnham Road, Junction. And also Stock Lane in Ingatestone is blocked on the B1002 High Street Junction. That's also because of flooding. Looking at the underground, trains looking like this at the moment. The planned disruption on the Metropolitan Line, Wembley Park to Uxbridge, no service. Two on the Northern Line, Northern Line Stockport to Angel, no service. And also Bake Line in Bankland is disrupted at the moment. Piccadilly Line, South Harrow to Uxbridge, currently no service. DLR's looking okay, as is London Overground at 120. You're up to date, traffic travel.
The Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood. Exceptional care, exceptionally affordable.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
There we go. Welcome, Max Hannon, to the show.
Welcome me into the show. Thank you very much.
How's it going? Whose phone's that going off? That's mine or yours? We're all bibbing away.
I don't know.
That's stopped now, look.
Yeah, it's gone.
I'm going to put mine over there. There you go. On first down. Welcome to the show. You're a rapper and songwriter.
Yeah. Doing it for a good few years now. Probably like 5 years. Started about 5 years ago, yeah.
And before we start trundling on about all the bits and pieces that associated with the interview, we got a camera crew here and we're filming a documentary at the moment.
Yeah, basically they're filming a documentary on me. Like, basically they needed to do it for like their last year of uni, but they kind of thought I'd be interesting to sort of follow about. I'm sorry to disappoint you all, but
depends where you go, I suppose. Just drive around in circles.
Yeah, just drive around Romford and Brentwood.
Now you're local lad, aren't you? If you're from Hornchurch.
Yeah.
What do you think of Brentwood? Because it's got a lot of media. They're always filming in Brentwood. We're no strangers to a bit of filming because they film Towie here, amongst other things.
We're gonna come back with the cameras. We're just gonna take over.
So let's get to the music because your musical genre is rapping.
Yeah, hip hop, rap. Anything to do with sort of writing rap lyrics, basically, yeah.
Can I ask your age?
20.
Okay, what made you choose rapping over singing? Because it's making a bit of a comeback at the moment, rapping. There's a lot more rappers. I think with the NMN albums coming out and bits and pieces, it's certainly more in the public eye.
Well, you ain't heard me sing. That's why I chose rapping.
So you jumped into the music, because you were quite a young age to jump into the music industry. It's quite hard now to get into music, so is it something you want to make a career out of? Did you start doing it for fun?
Yeah, I mean, I started doing it for fun, and then once I sort of started creating a little buzz around my name and that, I thought, yeah, all right, maybe I'll sort of stick at it. Like my videos and that, like music videos were getting views, my SoundCloud's getting views, I'm constantly getting like good feedback. Like obviously I get some bad feedback, but the good feedback outweighs it enormously. So I believe that, I sort of just went into it and thought, this is how I'm sticking at.
Yeah. How do you think the UK rapping and MCing squares up to the American rap? Is it different styles?
It's different style altogether, yeah. I think that when I first started doing it, American rap was obviously a hell of a lot bigger. But now, I think UK rap is slowly but surely sort of not taking over, but getting to that sort of stage. I mean, you got like big American rappers like French Montana and that, like he done a track with UK rappers Crept and Conan. So it's like American rappers are coming, starting to sort of look towards UK rappers.
Yeah. There's more rapping going on in general songs as well, where you'll get a dance track, or not necessarily a dance track, but a track where halfway through you'll get someone rap over it. There's a lot more what we call featurings coming up. You've got quite a lot on yours. So you'll have a track come up featuring blah, 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 and you've got different rappers or singers.
Just working with everyone, that's the only way to sort of go forward.
Who's your rap idol? Who do you look up to as a rapper?
No one. I don't know. No.
Does any rap out anyone else? What influences your music, your rap music?
It sort of started off influencing by what I've experienced, sort of thing in the past, and now I mean I can be influenced by sort of anything now. because obviously, yeah, I was influenced by what I was going through, what I'd been through, and now I'm running out of things to say.
That's okay. Like, I'll fill it in.
You know what I mean? I'm running out of things to sort of rap about.
Yeah.
If nothing's going on in my life.
Well, you're going to get a great. You can rap about coming here later on, can't you?
Yeah,
just straight down the pub and start writing some. Don't have to go down the pub, but just straight down and start jotting some lyrics down.
That's it, outside in the car.
How did we get from Max Hannon to your. Because you're called GK Artist, is that correct?
Just GK, to be honest. Yeah.
Just GK?
Yeah.
Is that short for anything?
Yeah, I mean, when I first started, it was short for saying this, like, a little bit sort of immature and embarrassing that I'm not even going to go into, because I've not even mentioned it. Like,
could be SP, then you'd be in trouble.
But yeah, now, I mean, it's short for Gorilla Characteristics.
Which is one of the questions I'm going to ask you, because it comes up on all your tracks. Gorilla, yeah. What's that again?
Characteristics.
Like supercalifragilistic,
Gorilla Characteristics.
Expialidocious.
Yeah.
Now, you've got, you're working on an album.
Yep.
It's on your Twitter page at the moment.
Yep.
Building a Legacy. Tell me a little bit about that.
Basically, back in 2012, I kind of got the idea that I wanted to start work on an album. I had a producer working on it with me, and he wasn't the best sort of thing. He wasn't sort of taking orders. Like, I know that sounds a bit sort of pushy, but if I was saying to him, look, I think we should do something like this, and he was sending me something completely different with, like, all sorts of weird guitars and that in it. I sort of just scrapped that idea, found another producer, Ali Rojas, who I'm working on the whole thing with. He's producing just over half of the beats. I'm putting in some of the beats as well, and then obviously, like, rapping over. And yeah, we basically started that the middle of last year, and we're kind of hoping to get it finished by around July, August time. Obviously, we're not going to set a definite date, but yeah, we're hoping to get it all finished by kind of July, August time. We've got about 8 of the tracks or so finished. They just need to sort of be mastered, but it's looking to be about 16 tracks.
That's a big album, 16 tracks.
Yeah, I want to make it worthwhile.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
What I mean?
And so completion date for about?
I'd say like mid-July, mm-hmm. Start of August.
Yeah.
So.
And is that, and the picture you've got, we'll talk about a little bit about the internet, you know, your sites a little bit later on, but the album cover, is it as you've got at the moment with the blocks with the iron?
Yeah, that's going to be the album cover. That was designed by Ryan Devonshire. He's basically my sort of whole graphic designer. He takes forever, but he's good at what he does. So I use him a lot. I used him for every mixtape cover I've done. Nearly every logo, cover photo on Facebook, anything that's been designed has been designed 99% of it by Ryan Devonshire. So, yeah, and he's obviously once we sort out all the tracks and that, he's going to sort out the back cover, all the track list and that. So it's going to be a full album. It's going to be a proper album.
Cool.
Don't do things by half.
And some of the tracks we're playing at the moment, are these tracks are going to be on the album.
Dear Grandad will be.
The one we're going to play next in a few seconds is going to be DWMT. Tell us about that.
Don't Waste My Time.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, no,
so
that's...
I'm not be no good on text, will I? Because LOL is the only one I can do.
LOL and LMAO and that, yeah. No, we've got that. That's a remix to Krypton Conan's Don't Waste My Time. They done the original and then put out the beat for every other rapper in the whole world to use. And there's been a lot of people do remixes, and I put together one. I think there's six of us on it. Me, Skits, Blessed, Fat Mac, Dan Black, and Nature. Yeah,
it's good memory because I've just reading off the screen. I was going to add one if you forgot one, but you've done it spot on. Skits, Bless, Fat Mac, Dan Black. Got some good names there as well, weren't they?
Yeah, man.
Should we give it a whirl?
Yeah, let's give it a spin.
DWMT here on Phoenix FM.
If she ain't up, cause she got to go. Yeah. Tell her don't waste my time. Police wanna stop me, search my clothes. Word. Tell them don't waste my time. If it ain't money, I ain't involved. No. Tell them don't waste my time. Waste man waffling down my phone. Yeah. Tell them don't waste my time. No, no, no. Tell them don't waste my time. Kaboom. Tell them don't waste my time. Oh yeah. Tell them don't waste my time. No. Tell them don't waste my time. No, no, no. Tell them don't waste my time. Kaboom. Tell him don't waste my time. Tell him don't waste my time. Tell him don't waste my time. No, no, no. See, I'm scaring these rappers when I creep up. I've been grinding for time, I don't sleep, cuz ask anyone about it if they've heard of me. And they'll tell me about the instrumentals that I beat up. Measuring my progress in meters, I left them behind. Now they're still trying to keep up. A year ago, I was no one. Now I've got rappers overseas that are begging for a feature. Yeah. Tie your shoelace, you tripping kid. If you think I've never been on a villain tip, I've been at it from day one, grinding on road, and I never learned a lesson from a prison trip. Nah, if you didn't download my mixtape, I guarantee you that you missed it. Did clock my name back then, and if you waste my time, I'll show you what a victim is.
If she ain't fucked, she got to go.
Fat, I wanna hear no chorus.
I don't wanna hear no stories. Your whole lyric book's made up out of porkies. I ain't gonna stop till my name is enormous. Till I burn down stages and raved on a tour bus, a titan, a rap, a vacuum with metaphors, a diamond with writing, my whole pad's flawless. Pages on pages, I release all my statements, I'm grinding. I ain't got time to be wasting, I'm too sick. Got the flu, I pass it about, it's airborne. I ain't got time to be patient, don't like my shit. It's only right that I'm making, I put too much effort, the time in this game. And now you're all listening back through the years. Mixtapes is mine on your playlist.
Time is a problem, mini man on top, so it's time to top them. Haters watch me, but I've already clocked them. Game players trying to get past, so it's time to stop them. Yeah. Still walking the road I was told not to. Middle fingers up, translation fish. Ha, ha, chew. Could say I'm natural, I introduce a flu. Yeah. Don't work for minutes, it's hours and days. If it ain't play, I ain't even phased. Give them off, eat off, ain't even raised. Your criticism already blazed. And I know why you jealous of me, cause I got an ability. Trying your hardest for all can see, and pretending you don't when you're actually feeling me.
Who's gonna waste my time? When you look at me, know that it's my time. Muay Thai, take out your eyesight. Watch when I fly by, know I'm a wise guy. Know that I'm not falling down. I'm warning clouds, I'm all about. Who's balling out? I'm calling out. I'm the type of man your mother never warned you about. In that nasty mode on the road with no control. You know how it goes, the roads are over cold. They're even bitter for a sinner, man, the truth's been told. So, I'm gonna stay focused, never being hopeless. Taking out the bogus, you only ever noticed when I was at my lowest. So from here on out, this is my moment.
She got to go. Tell her don't waste my time. Police wanna stop me, search my clothes. Tell them don't waste my time. If it ain't money, I ain't involved. Tell him don't waste my time. Waste man waffling down my phone. Yeah. Tell him don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Tell him don't waste my time.
Kaboom.
Tell him don't waste my time.
Oh yeah.
Tell him don't waste my time.
No.
Tell him don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Tell him don't waste my time.
Kaboom.
Tell him don't waste my time.
B-A.
Tell him don't waste my time.
No.
Tell him don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Don't waste my time. I'm out here stuck on that grind. If it ain't about that money, I'ma tell him don't waste my time
at all.
Keep a 40 on my waistline.
Damn,
send you into the fucking wasteland.
Gotta go.
If these niggas ain't tryna flow, I'ma tell him don't waste my time. If it ain't about the sack, I ain't got time for it.
Nah, nah.
Anything I got, man, I have to grind for it. It ain't real, and I know that. If we can talk, you should gotta stay strapped. Bitches get chance, y'all know that. I just do a pack, watch me get it back. Money is time, gotta get them racks. It's BTE, y'all know that.
She got to go.
Out there, I don't wanna hear no chorus.
It's my time, so I tell them don't waste it. It's my time, so I'm telling them embrace it. My new tracky, new creps, I've laced them. I've got fake friends who never rated, they've snaked it. Realest on the track that I've ran for my laugh. When they try rob me, three boys and a knife. Yeah, I've made it away, but it was still a cold night. Went home, sparked up the green board in my flat.
Yeah, you know what I'm on, D. It's no talk, yeah, you know what I'm on, G. Other boys don't waste my time, and if it's not pounds, don't ring my line. And boys behind boys in the bank, no. Yeah, we're flipping them cards for the banknotes. And I can't get away from that shit. I'm trying, no, disappearing from my ends like I'm dying.
No, there's only one of mine giving that Tommy Montana talk. Don't waste my time, just give brain to the whole of the land, then no. Don't waste my time, cause I got CEOs on my line. Money all on my mind. And if boys wanna hate, that's fine. That's fine. I ain't gotta do no crime. Nah, nah, nah. Changed up, man, I came up from the dirt. Can't let them waste my time. Last 10 years I've been out here putting in work. Cutting up my grind. Feds all over, try to take the blue lights follow to the place I live. Turn over the whip, trying to find a split.
Tell her don't waste my time. Police wanna stop me, search my clothes.
Word.
Tell them don't waste my time. If it ain't money, I ain't involved.
No.
Tell them don't waste my time. Waste man waffling down my phone.
True.
Tell them don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Kaboom.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Oh yeah.
Tell them don't waste my time.
No.
Tell them don't waste my time.
No, no, no.
Tell them don't waste my time.
Kaboom.
Tell them don't waste my time.
B-A.
Tell them don't waste my time.
No.
Tell them don't waste my time.
No, 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 no.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that'll be me, the favourite Essex boy. But you could be the second favourite if you want.
Yeah.
Welcome back, GK. I love that track. It's a real banging one, isn't it?
It's all right, man.
And do you like doing the collaborations with the others? You've got Skits, Blessed, Fat Mac, Dan, etc. If you could do, if you could pick someone to do a collaboration with, who would be your favourite? If you had to pick of, you know, the world's crop, so to speak.
I don't know. It obviously it'd have to be like an English rapper. So probably someone like G Fresh or Captain Conan, to be honest. Yeah, probably one of them.
Are you gigging at the moment? Do you go out and gig? Do you find is it easier to get gigs for that type of music, for rapping music? Is it more of something you've got to go to a club and do, or can you get away with it?
You know what? I ain't gigged since last year.
That's only 4 weeks away.
Oh,
it's really weird being in January, isn't it?
Like summer last year. I think it was about August time.
Mm-hmm.
That was with Blessed, Genesis Elijah. Do you know what? That'd be the person I'd collab with, Genesis Elijah. That's the one. But that was the last gig I done, was like last summer.
I can see like being really cool on stage, like four or five rappers, you know, one, and taking over from one to the other on like a festival.
That track would be quite hard to perform on stage. I think that'd be good, because it's quite a hyped up track, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
When you record this these type of stuff, are you all in the same place, or do you each send the audio off and then mix it as a complete track?
I mixed it as a complete track. I mean, my verse, obviously, I recorded myself. Skits recorded his verse himself. Blessed recorded his verse himself. Fat Mac recorded his verse himself because he's in America.
A bit further than Bournemouth as well.
Yeah, it's a bit further than Bournemouth, isn't it?
Bought these Bournemouth people from Ilford.
Yeah, Bournemouth people staying in Ilford. Just never good. Yeah, Dan Black I recorded with my stuff, and Nature recorded his verse himself, and I just mixed it all together as one. But
so you do a lot of the production yourself, mixing and putting the actual
final. I like mixing and that, because I'm a fully qualified music technician.
That's good.
So obviously I know sort of what I'm doing. I quite like doing it, sort of thing. I think the way sort of sitting there and taking four or five hours to just mix one verse, it's quite therapeutic, man.
Yeah.
It's like mesmerising.
It's fun. It's fun.
Sitting looking at it, like a graphic equaliser, and it's like,
no, matching all the patterns up.
Yeah.
What about videos? Have you got much videos out on YouTube, or have you done any videos apart from the filming we're doing today? What other type of filming do you do?
I've got a fair few videos out on YouTube. I think the top of my head, Nearly Made It, which is one of the tracks off my album. Ain't No Love, that was with Pac-Man TV, Far Far Away, that was with Pac-Man, I can't even remember. There are quite a few just floating about YouTube. Yeah. I filmed a music video the other day for a track that I done with Blessed. It was just me and him. And that was down in Haven. We filmed that. That's going to be out in the next couple of weeks. I filmed a video, was it last week, for one of the tracks on my mixtape called Psychopath. I've got to edit that in the next couple of days, and then that'll be up hopefully by like Friday, Saturday.
And where'd you find some of those? If you're searching on YouTube, just could you go on to Max or straight to the GK?
Best search for GK artist, or search for my Twitter. On there,
you got the
at
links
IMGK
on there.
Artist, yeah. So links all on like all my videos, so yeah. It just come up in there.
I'll put all the links on the show page blog anyway, because you have to remember to put the IMGK artist on. Just quickly, I want to talk about how you write the songs. Talk me through the song writing process, because is it a case of obviously you're drawing off certain experiences we talked about earlier on? You kind of get a tune first, a melody, and then try and rap to the melody, or do you write the lyrics and then see how it goes from there, and then put the kind of background
I'll get the backing instrumental first. Obviously sometimes some of the backing instrumentals like that I've made, sometimes I won't like them. Like, I'll go to write to them and think, like, oh, I don't like that, and just leave it. Like, if I come back to it a couple of years or a couple of months, a couple of weeks, a couple of hours, then I come back to it. But, obviously, I've got, like, some producers send me sort of some work and that, and if I like it, I'll use it. Like, Psychopath on my mixtape was produced by Maryland Monroe. I liked the beat straight away, and I just got straight away right into it. Swag, I found the instrumental to that online, and I asked the producer's permission to use it, and he was just straight up, yep, use it. He completely loves the finished track to it. I get the beat first. Because if I write something first, sort of with no beat, then I've got to find the perfect beat. If I find the beat, then, it's already there. Do you know what I mean?
I always think rapping would be harder to pull off as an artist than a song. I'm talking for as a start-up, because with a song you've got those kind of breaks and melodies and choruses where you can find your way. Whereas rapping, I'm always, especially on the super fast rapping, I was amazed that you can remember all the words. Did you find it a problem, or you just whiz through it so fast it's just coming out and you ain't got time to unlock it?
If I'm recording it in studio, like, obviously I've got the lyrics in front of me, so I just read them.
Karaoke rap.
It's cheating. It's cheating, isn't it? But if it's live, sort of some of the sort of faster tracks, you can stumble across your words, and it is embarrassing when it happens. I've done it at my very first gig that I performed at in Southend. I forgot. I think it was like half a verse. I just turned the beat off and walked off stage.
You can't just go
you can't just click and dance,
and you can't make it up. If you watch some of these films that have like a rap off, and one will start and the other one, you know, there was the famous film where they got up stage and they had a bit of a rap off. Really and truly, that would be nearly impossible, wouldn't it, to do, unless you had a super quick memory you can quickly, you know.
No, obviously a lot of people do it now. I know people that can just sort of think it off the top of their head, but I can't. Someone teach me.
Do you know what? I remember doing, we talked about Sugar Hill Gang earlier on, one of the early rap songs, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Rapper's Delight, back in must be the 80s, wasn't it? And I've seen it done on karaoke. It's even hard. It's quite, that's reasonably fast for its day. It's even hard to read it as fast as it comes up on screen. As fast as it's going across the screen, you're trying to keep up with it and trying to be cool. But, you know, I'm a cool dude. I got away with it. Right, we're going to do a live track. You're going to do this next track, which is Deep Slow. Before we put that on, just tell us a bit about that track.
The track's called Life Story. It's going to be on my album. Yeah, it's just basically a little story. I produced the beat. And yeah, it's just basically a little story. To be honest, that's about the only way I can explain it.
Okay, should we have a listen?
Yeah, let's go.
Headphones on?
Let's go.
Ready to go, here we go.
I just weren't created to be a rap star, and maybe I just weren't built for this trap lock. Cause every time you see me close my eyes, I don't dream of nothing, I cry and everything's black, dog. I want it to all end in a flash car. I don't wanna suffer, just take me to the land, dog. I've been playing chicken with death for so long. I wanna pay my dues, keeps handing me black cards. I try to right my wrongs up on these long nights, sitting up thinking till the night sky's gone light. Seems like every song I write seems to be apologising, so I'm sure that my wrong's right. I come from nothing, so I'm happy with what I got, but I wonder when this happiness is gonna stop. They say money can't buy you happiness, and neither can it bring back the loved ones that I've lost. Seems the gift that I've got has been a curse, cause it don't make me money, so I still gotta work. Still living in the same way I used to, so ornithophobia's got me fearing a bird. Since I was 14, I've never been the same. Now I'm 20, and I'm meddling with fame. But check my voice in every verse that I speak, word for word, can you hear the pain? Too many tears that I've cried, now I'm so weak. Mary Jane got me paranoid on these cold streets. But I've grown up so much, so quick, some of my friends are still searching for the old me. And this is me, can you accept it? This life story's got me craving a death wish. I'm still hiding from my past, and all this running keeps leaving me breathless. I felt run down for weeks, can you hear the passion that runs down my speech? Cause I put blood, sweat and tears into this, and when I perform a stage of pain runs down my cheeks. Too many people hope I fall, to the point that I'm left with no hope at all. I've been here for so long and ain't got close at all, so why the f*** do you think I get so emotional? Cause I'm 19 with no prospects, watching time roll by that I don't got left. I wanna turn back the hands and have the old friends back. Some of this lot of snakes and I don't want them. I put my whole heart in this, can you feel it in every single bar I spit? I've been banging on the door of success since I entered the game, but so far nobody's answered it. I keep my head down praying for a better day, but failure just makes me wanna get away. But I'ma stay true to my word, cause I don't wanna tell my kids about the dreams that I never chased. Seeing the pain that I feel, can you envision it? Even if I took it out my chest and then I mirrored it. You wanna know what I keep wishing is? I wish I didn't need drugs to live limitless. I wish life was simple and things stayed the same. I do this for me, I ain't in this for fame. And every time I seem to be on the right path, God strikes me down and puts things in my way. You see, I'm trapped in a system, going round and round as if it can make a difference. But I'm just another unemployed ex-con that'll only end up going back into prison.
So yeah.
Oh, I read out one of the bars wrong. It's like 19 and I'm meddling with fame. I read that. Oh, I read it before I turned 20. I'm sorry.
Sounded good though, man. I was going to just finish it off, but I was just trying to think of some lyrics myself there. But when he was doing the 20 bit, it was like, it still like sounded like he was rapping when I was 20 and I was having a little bit.
No.
I could have been taller, but I weren't having any of it. There you go. That track is Deep Slow, GK. We'll just drop it down and carry on talking now. So... it is pretty hard then to get it all right and write that amount of lyrics.
Yeah,
but like nice backbeat as well. Did you do the backbeat?
Yeah, I made that one. Obviously, I didn't use a real violin. I ain't buying a real violin.
No, it's hard work. They sold one the other day for about 2.5 million. You see that?
Huh?
It was on the news, yeah.
Violin?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to drop that on the floor, would you? Oh. Run over it in your car on a gig.
Start doing.
In trouble.
Start doing house clearances. Find a few violins.
So now I'll definitely see a Rapper's Delight mix coming back from you now. That is your challenge of the day. You've got to go back and
Rapper's Delight, yeah.
Yeah, and rework a modern, because that's not been done, that's the thing. No one's reworked it, and you could do like a modern retake of Rapper's Delight.
Yeah.
Because you go, well, hip hop, hit it, you don't stop the rock to the bam bam boogie, up jump the boogie to the rhythm of boogity bee.
Go on, Tony.
A bit too much boogie there for this year in 2014, but definitely worth a go. Now, what lies ahead? What's the goal for this year, GK?
Loads of videos, loads of tracks, loads of collaborations. Hopefully another, like, two or three mixtapes before I drop the album. Like, three downloads and that. Just work. Just work hard. Last year, I said, yeah, I'm going to work hard. But I sort of didn't for, like, the first 6 months. But when it got to, like, the end of last year, I just put everything into it. So I'm hoping to just do that throughout the whole of this year. I mean, if I do that throughout the whole lot of this year, then who knows what could happen, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just promotion, and promotion.
Talking about promotion, we were talking earlier on about reality TV as well. Is it something you'd look at? I mean, taking it into the voices on TV at the moment, and you've got Britain's Got Talent coming up. Is it something you'd look at? I know some people say no, they wouldn't, but I know some rappers I've spoken to said they wouldn't, but then they, you know, if it comes close to, they probably would. Is it something you'd do? If someone said, do you want to go on reality TV, and being is rapping is a lot more cool, it's back in the mainline now, is it something you'd look at?
With regards to, like, Britain's Got Talent or anything like that, I'm not really sure. Maybe at some point, sort of possibly in the future, I might sort of debate it. I have debated it in the past, but I know someone who auditioned for it and just didn't get through. Like, and he's got the same sort of rapping style and ability as me, and he just didn't get through. I'm not really sure about it. It could very much be a possibility, just not right now. Not sort of.
As you say, very controversial on those shows, because yeah. even with some of the, I mean, we're talking about like Calvin Harris earlier on, he's one of the highest grossing DJs, you know, something like 43 million. So, but you know, he wouldn't go on a program like that and get through. So, they do tend to go on vocals more than anything, even though there's lots of other styles don't necessarily need that type of rap being one of them. It's the style and more the production, having the production skills to put the song together and make it sound like a, you know, a dance bang track, you know.
Yeah, I mean, with regards to like Britain's Got Talent and X Factor and that, I think. Like, the winners of X Factor, they're not really big, are they?
No, not really.
They haven't really sort of...
Leona Lewis, I think, was the biggest that's come out of the show, to be fair.
Yeah, Leona Lewis, but she's sort of died down a little bit nowadays. The more sort of big ones are, like, the second place runners-up and that. I don't know whether it'd be...
I think everyone wants to conquer the States, and they all seem to be obsessed with it, with going up the States. Yeah. We're going to play another track. GK, this is going to be... Is it Heavy Duty?
No.
The Swag, this is
Swag,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Heavy Duty, Swag. Judy May, Matthews, I'm reading off now.
You're reading off.
Swag, tell me a little bit about
it. Swag's, it's like a glitch hop track. It's produced by a Polish producer called DJ Szczeta. This is one of the ones I found on YouTube, and he just gave me the permission to use it, and that. He loves the track, and... He's already remixed it. He made a remake and a remix the other day. He sent me it. It's like a VIP edit. I think it was sick.
Cool.
But yeah, let's play this. Let's play this.
Okay, track called Swag.
Yeah.
Yeah. swag that I've been walking with. Check the garments on him, other brothers I've been talking with. He trying to tell me that I'm forcing it. My swag is all gaga, cause I was born with it. I wear my colours high, ironic blue, looking fresh with the red, looking psychotic. I'm the lion, the gorillas in the building. I wear the crown out here, cause my swag is iconic. I'm looking fresher than a fridge does, all because a little name started off a big buzz. So catch me in the rave and you can stare me in my face, but I clocked your girlfriend, keep looking at my kicks, bruv.
I'm just playing, being honest, 110%. Yeah, my swag is always on it. Looks around it, five rings out here. Call me Sonic, building up a legacy. Sitting back and calculating the profit.
Number one swag.
They tell me that I got the number one swag. I'm back in the building, car. I'm the number one man. Yeah, I'm surrounded by a breeze. Wherever I perform, car. I'm saying they're my number one fans. Fresh cart, looking ass cold. Got the hoodie, bigger baggy, hanging quite low. Still looking young when the night's old. And the shine in my watch got a nice glow. Round here, I'm tired of hearing them say my name, chicken. But I'm still walking, looking, flying in a spaceship. Cause off the record back then I felt like there ain't no love. But now I'm called adorable, now I've nearly made it. Fresh air, full seats, all white, looking like a straight out of the box. I came out of the yard in a jacket, looking like it came straight out of the shop. I'm fresh to death, I stuck, got snowflakes on my socks. I'm looking, I'm flying, walking over the sky with a name right there up at the top. Watching my wrist looking sick, well malnourished, I was sick from a kid. Been hot with a gone since old MacDonald with a farm. And even his kids wanna take my pick. The first thing fools wanna take the pick. But now I make moves that can take the pick. And now I'm showing love for the love that I put in. And I've mad response for my latest bid. I'm next to blow, ain't next to fool. My swag game when you wanna test the all. I've been around beef, you face the fools. But now I'm trying to live life, I'm sensible. My games on playing without decimals. Soon enough I'll be in vegetables. Main stage and face in the brain wave. Cause I ball too hard, no tools to test. I'm swagged up to the eyeballs. Got my colours all looking rival. Got that 007 can of swag. My essence to make the sky fall. From dawn breaking to nightfall. Gloves and the sunglasses like Michael. Take the shades off and I got the can of eyes that I make your wife see.
There you go. Love that track. As you say, and he's remixed that. Is that the first cut of that track?
That's the first cut of it, yeah. He's remixed it, and he's put it on his SoundCloud. I've been posting the link on my Twitter and my Facebook to the remix. The original's on my mixtape, which I've been posting the link to as well. And the remix is on DJ Suchetta's SoundCloud.
Cool. And we were talking about gigs and stuff, but yeah. you're going to be trying to announce those as they come in. You're looking for stuff. So if anyone's out there and they're looking for that type of style, get in touch. How can people get hold of you? So let's run through the accounts, because you can find you on Facebook under...
We got, I've got two Facebooks. One of them's the fan page, which is facebook.com/GKArtist1. And the normal Facebook profile, facebook.com/GKArtist. Twitter, just at @IamGKArtist. I can't remember my YouTube.
But you can find that just by looking under GKArtist.
Yeah, you find that straight up.
Because I found it fairly easy. It was, you don't have to type much in it, and up they pop.
Yeah, up they come.
And it's good for self-promotion using those type of tools nowadays.
Oh, SoundCloud/GKArtist.
There you go.
One.
How'd you forget that?
I don't know. ReverbNation/GKArtist. Anything/GKArtist.
Well, you got to see that now. You got to work out a rap with all your names in. You remember what they are. You can catch me on Facebook and Twitter, FM, and like that. You'd be there, wouldn't you?
I could just do it in four lyrics. They all just rhyme anyway.
I am thinking of taking that rap myself. I've already looked.
So we come back and I'll do a little workshop.
I've bashed out a couple. I know. I should do. perhaps we'll do a collaboration. You know.
Why not?
GK and DJ Tony Sat on the mix.
Let's do it.
Track called I don't know. Jam. There you go. we're not worth me putting a track on before the news. We've got about 30 seconds. So, listen, have a great weekend. Good luck with all the tracks. And what's happened to this rowdy crew behind us, who have nearly finished filming now.
And it's just gone all quiet, isn't it?
Yeah, they have gone quiet.
They're looking forward to their, like, 3.5 hour drive back to Bournemouth.
Yeah. I like the big boom mic he's holding out, like the big giant rat. Like the bloke, the one that looks like Example, there you go.
Oh, no. Anyway, to the news now.
We're going to the news.